Bro-hio Podcast. This is the first episode, hopefully, of many.
Number one. This is inaugural.
Exactly. Just like the Trump presidency.
What's your name?
Yeah, I want to know.
My name is the Delicious Nickalicious. You may have met me a long time ago on the radio waves, but I'm here with Rob Dog.
Rob Dog
is a AOL screen name from 1997,
going strong.
Rob, age, sex, location, please.
ASL, question mark?
I'm just trying to hit the chat room when I get home from school and see if there's anyone trying to get any help with their math homework.
Or their butt.
So, our attempt to save the world, we're going to use this platform called podcasting.
Yeah.
And you're learning about you're going to learn about everything with the Bro-hios.
Everything. And also, before we get too far into it, you may hear a voice every now and then in the back.
That'd be me.
That would be Mr. Ricky
Irwin.
That's
Ricky. Apparently,
our very conservative friend back there.
He's tried to upset me 3 times, and I'm not biting. So maybe he can get me to bite during the show. I don't know. It's not going to work.
Exactly. Keep trying. You may strike gold eventually. First episode, though, we've tangled back and forth between what we want to use for our first episode, because we want to start off something good and entertaining.
We tried 911 phone calls, but
maybe we'll maybe do that. But I think kind of, you know, Bro-hio, because we're bros from Ohio.
Bro-hio, you got to keep it local, just like the Facebook post said.
Yeah, exactly.
And the 911 calls, that was
super depressing.
Yeah, never mind. I mean,
yeah, I can only hear kids call about their brothers and sisters getting butchered to death.
My dad he unzipped his pants,
and there's only two, you know.
Yeah, I don't really want to know where that goes from there.
Yeah. So we're gonna uncover the unsolved mystery. Well, we're not gonna uncover anything because we're not government officials, but we're gonna give it hell of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Yeah, as everybody knows, if you're from this area, then you should know about Wright-Patt. If not, it is a military, well, I should say Air Force Base that is outpost here in Dayton.
And I do know if you accidentally try and drive through their gate at lunchtime, you're going to get a cavity search.
Yeah, they don't like that.
For sure.
I did work on there one time for cable, though, which was pretty cool. They have, like, the main like, shopping area, and we did get everything discounted because...
Yeah, that's good.
It was Burger King, I believe.
Yeah. I don't think you pay taxes on an Air Force base.
I don't know.
I don't know either. So
I hope not. I would assume.
If there's any service members listening and they're like, you should have... You gotta pay taxes, you dumbass.
You don't know shit.
Yeah.
You don't know.
We're trying our best right now. We're two bros from Ohio. We're not...
Exactly.
We're not heroes in the military.
No.
I thought about joining the military.
You did. You took the ASVAB. You did like the best in like school, didn't you?
I was addicted to crack cocaine. And apparently, when you try to smoke it with your butt, you're immediately disqualified from anything.
I was addicted to butt crack.
Yeah, that stuff. Heroin is the epidemic in Dayton right now, but the butt crack is gonna. It's coming.
It's coming.
To say the least.
I agree.
But yeah, like we said, we're two bros from Ohio. That's how we got Bro-hio. We were trying to decide on a name, and Rob said, what about Bro-hio? And I'm like, bro.
In that voice, too. In
bro.
That voice.
I mean, naturally, we were texting because in this day and age,
face-to-face conversation is frowned upon.
I'm feeling really awkward right now just looking at you.
I know. I can't stand it.
I don't like that people have eyes.
I just want to jump across this table and kiss you.
Yeah, I just want people to walk around with their eyes closed, like an augmented reality type deal where nothing, I mean...
That's my life.
All this is just a game anyways.
Exactly. We're
all going to wake up and we're going to be in the third grade making macaroni necklaces and...
and eating glue, licking doorknobs. Right.
My favorite flavor of paint to eat...
is red.
Potato.
My favorite flavor is red.
All right, well...
I just cracked open another beer.
Yeah.
Rivertown. Ojos Negros.
Yeah.
I think that's racist, but it's okay.
So Rob is a bit of a beer connoisseur.
I am.
Me, on the other hand, I drink about 3 times a year. I did stop and get some Blue Moon Cappuccino Oatmeal Stout, which I did advise Rob that I'm probably HIV positive now after drinking a cappuccino-style beer. But, you know, with
basic white girl beer.
With the breakthroughs of Magic Johnson,
woo, that's I money. Could
probably live to be 60 or 70 years old.
I will agree. If he's lived to be as old as he is, then it has to be beer. Yeah,
there's no excuses. They can keep me alive.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's
no reason. Let's jump into this. So, like we said, we're getting into Right Pat. The secrets of Right Pat. The mysteries. Everything. Which, most of it, of course, is around extraterrestrial and UFOs.
Stemming from
the Roswell incident. Which I'm sure you've heard of. If not, it was a little thing that happened.
Fake news.
It was a little crash that happened back in 1947 in Roswell, New Mexico.
Depending upon who you ask, it was either a weather balloon
or
some real-life E.T. shit.
Which, it would be a lot more entertaining to think it's some E.T. shit, so that's what I'm going to go with.
There's too much of an aggressive attempt to cover up too many things to say that, hey, it's just a weather balloon.
Right. The rancher who found the wreckage anyways, who happened to be across his ranch, which I'm sure we're going to get into Roswell.
Right. We're not going to dig episodes. We're not going to dig too deep
into Roswell. It's not all about Roswell, but it kind of all the conspiracy and all the exciting stuff of Right Pat starts with Roswell.
And I will say this in the beginning that UFO conspiracies are so concentrated and there's such an abundant amount that I don't subscribe to a lot of alien conspiracies just because there's so many firsthand accounts that you have to believe that there's something, but I think it's just a lot of people just trying to reach out and get a little bit of
get attention.
Their 10 minutes of fame.
Exactly. And I totally agree. I think if any alien was to fly by and see how fucked up we are as a human race, they would come down and be like, fuck this, and go right out.
I gotta go.
Like, I thought you said we were looking for intelligent life.
They'd come down and watch two episodes of Saved by the Bell and be like, this is the worst shit.
But Kelly's fucking hot.
Yeah, extremely. Extremely good looking. And that Screech guy, he's never gonna bang that black chick. No.
I love it.
Dustin Diamond. Which he will be a special guest on the next episode. No, I'm just kidding.
He was at the Funny Bone a few weeks ago.
Was he really?
He was, and I'm really mad that I missed him. I went and seen Rob Schneider and saw that Dustin Diamond was there, and I was really excited, and then I noticed that he was there a couple weeks ago.
Trying his best.
What a bummer. Yeah,
the Max closed down.
After that sex tape, you could only do so much.
Right. Which...
That was a depressing sex
tape. That was a body double, I've read.
I don't know.
It was not really him.
I don't know. All I know is there's poop on the double-ended dildo. That's going to go down in porn.
You got to get the story. You got to get the
infamy, maybe?
Lysol. Lysol.
But anyways,
back
to the subject at hand. There's probably going to be a lot of these tangents. Yeah, it's all right. It's episode number one.
Between the tangents and the glass clanking the table...
Yeah,
you guys can work your ways through it just like we're doing.
Me
right
barfing
now.
In the corner after drinking too many cervezas.
Yeah,
but as we were saying here, the rancher, which like I said, we'll talk about Roswell a little bit later. That's definitely on our list of to do's. He discovered the crash on his land. He let the powers that be know. Military Air Force sends out a couple trucks to recover all of the wreckage of the what they, you know, were...
Right, the initial prognosis was they put out to the media, and they put out as an official statement that there indeed was a flying saucer that was recovered.
The military, whenever they did their press release about the incident, called it a flying disc. But then, of course, you go back, and then the Army takes back the statements to the media and just says that it was a weather balloon.
Right, and when they changed the statement to a weather balloon, So, when Roswell happened, that was a different time, a different period, you know, back in the 40s, where their only source of media essentially was a radio, which in eastern New Mexico probably wasn't a thing, because...
See, here's the thing that I don't understand, is that well, the where it kind of conflicts with me is that the rancher, who I just looked up his name, W.W. Mac Brazel, which is the most fucking American name ever. His name might as well be Bald Eagle.
I wanted to use the, like, a hill, like, my name's Mac. But
Mac Braggle.
There was no one in that part of New Mexico saying, talking like that.
You know? Right. Exactly. But
my name is Mac,
Mac Brazel, living this close to some type of a military installation, he has to know what a weather balloon looks like.
I would have to think that on regular occasions, he would see things and say, well, that's another goddamn...
That's a goddamn weather balloon. And, I mean, you think if he's not calling saying, hey, a weather balloon crashed on my property, then that's the one thing I don't buy, that he did not know that it was a weather balloon.
Yeah, and the one thing I did read is he lived in... He was poor. I mean, yeah. You shouldn't say he's poor, but there was no electricity, no running water, so he was essentially in the middle of nowhere with no form
of the outside world. Like he didn't have any real communication with.
Telephones aren't a thing.
Yeah, radios.
They might have been a thing. They were definitely maybe. They were definitely a thing by then, but he didn't have one. So he waited until he went to a local bar when he could talk to people and say, hey, man, I got a flying saucer in my goddamn barn back of the house. And that's when the kind of blew the lid off of all that.
From there. Yeah, exactly. Well, they sent the trucks to gather the wreckage. I don't remember exactly how many it was, but they sent quite a few trucks there to gather the wreckage of the crash.
The thing is, the Air Force redacted their statement after the initial release of Flying Saucer, and they said, we have a weather balloon, not a flying saucer. And the masses, there was a newspaper, and that was your form of mass,
right?
Mass media, and the people in that area received this information as, okay, it was a weather balloon, which is
right.
Pretty standard stuff. And how are they to believe otherwise? So at that point, it was a mute point. It was dead, and Roswell was dead.
Exactly. It was, you got your, it's not like it was today where we have the interwebs. You have your one source, like maybe radio, and that's pretty much it. It's what they said, that's what happened.
Newspaper and radio.
Exactly. From there, once they gathered the
it was wreckage. Safe to, it's safe to say that a person wouldn't be receiving a newspaper every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially in such a remote part. Of a piece of shit United States.
The asshole of America.
Donald Trump's United States.
Well, they grabbed it. They picked up the wreckage. They ended up flying it about 1,500 miles across the country to a military base, a little military base called Wright Field here in Dayton, Ohio.
Bro-hio.
Yeah. O-H-I-O. and that wreckage was stored in the infamous Hangar 18.
Hangar 18, the ultimate, right? Patterson Air Force Base being the ultimate research and development facility for the United States Air Force.
Exactly. That's where they supposedly would do reverse engineering of
everything.
Russian MiGs.
A lot of Cold
German
War stuff.
All fighter jets from the enemies.
And all of a sudden, people take interest in Roswell again, even though it was a dead issue. They take interest in Roswell again, and things become certain documents become readily available by the Freedom of Information Act, I guess.
Yep.
I'm not completely well versed in these types of things with the government, but Harry S. Truman in 1952 allegedly created a. We'll call it a task force called the Majestic 12 of high-ranking...
Sounds sexy.
Yeah. Majestic. I love to use... Every time I use the word majestic as, like, to describe a situation, they're like, oh, I've never heard anyone use that word in a long time. That's a really nice word. So
you just expect 12 Brad Pitts.
To the people listening to the Brohios, use majestic in a sentence and see how many more friends you get.
Right.
Just like we got a lot more friends this week on Facebook when we paid to advertise our ad.
We're feeling majestic.
We're feeling super majestic. But Harry S. Truman, he created the majestic... hairiest. Wasn't he the motherfucker that decided to dust Japan in World War II?
I thought he was one of the bandits on Home Alone.
He's a... Yeah.
Harry!
Yeah.
Marv!
We're not the wet bandits. We're the
sticky bandits.
We're the sticky bandits. Come on, Marv. Harry S. Truman, Mr. Atomic Bomb himself, created the Majestic 12 in 1952. It's a bunch of high-ranking, upper-tier members of the U.S. government whose focal point was to completely disguise and make Roswell go away and make it seem like it's something that it wasn't.
Right. Disinformation.
Right.
Which is something we know a lot about with the Roswell incident.
9/11 was an inside job. Yeah.
Exactly. They did the same thing, like I just stated, with Roswell, which ultimately probably is the truth behind everything, which military figuring that, you know what?
But that's the thing, is you can't definitively say, and that's why you and I are talking right now.
Absolutely. And that's the most obvious of your, you know, your answers. Military goes out and says, you know, it's UFOs, because they don't want you really focusing on what they're really doing, which is creating crazy aircraft.
And like we said, at that time they could say, well, it was a balloon, and that was the end all for anything that anyone was wondering about the situation.
It squashed it, so it completely discredited Mr. Brazel.
Right, so the Majestic 12 was created to completely make this go away and make it seem like it's not a thing, but you flash forward 30 to 40 years, and these guys are, you know, there's thorough research being done by these guys that want to uncover what really happened at Roswell, and they're using the Freedom of Information Act to uncork certain documents that people in that day and age wouldn't necessarily think to. I think in that time someone would say, I just want to farm my land, and I just want to, you know, I don't want to have to deal with the shit that the government is trying to feed me.
And who does?
Right.
I don't got time for that shit. I got a family, some kids.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
A crappy job.
I went downstairs to get myself a cold pop. Right. But like we said, the Majestic 12, awesome name. I mean, they really nailed it with the Majestic 12.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a movie.
So then you move past the Majestic 12, and you move into the Project Blue Book era.
Yes.
Which, Project Blue Book was decades long. There was I think they terminated the project in 1969, but you have the thing about Project Blue Book is you have to go back and read what their final synopsis was and the way they word it. So the final synopsis from Project Blue Book, essentially they said no UFOs were reported. Several encounters were investigated, but there was no evidence submitted. This is the government's word here.
Mm-hmm.
There was no evidence submitted to or discovered by the Air Force that sightings categorized as unidentified represented technological developments or principles beyond the range of modern scientific knowledge.
Right.
So what they're saying at that point is they're not telling you, hey, we didn't find anything, but they're saying the stuff we did find, we don't know what the fuck it is.
Right. And then you go to the other point here, which says there is no evidence indicating that sightings categorized as unidentified were extraterrestrial vehicles, which could also mean.
But that's the thing, is they're so technologically advanced.
Exactly.
That how would you be able to say, oh, I know what that is. That's goddamn alien.
That's very well phrasing for, hey, we know what this is, but we don't want you to know what the
fuck
it is.
We're not going
to
tell you about it.
Yeah, this is something that's 50 years more advanced than what you think we're at right now.
So to give you a concrete number, 12,618 UFO sightings were reviewed in Project Blue Book. So my thing is, like I said before, I don't subscribe to the theory of aliens. I don't wake up in the morning like, oh God, I hope I don't get abducted by a fucking alien today.
I wish. If it was that easy.
Right. I would think it would have to be easier than some of the shit that an average white male in America has to go through on a daily basis.
Right. Just like when you're little, when you're younger, and you think that quicksand is going to be a lot more evident in your life.
Right.
You're going to walk outside and fall into quicksand.
So now that I'm older, I'm just like, I just eat the quicksand. I'm really, really hungry. Yeah,
I'm fucking wishing that I would step into quicksand.
I wonder if it would go good on a jelly donut. But you have to wonder, with that many sightings, that's like if someone's like, hey, I'm going to let you try this 12,000 times. I bet you can't do it once. Well, 12,000, over 12,000 sightings, one of those has to be, it's so selfish to think with how much we don't know about the universe and how vast the horizon is,
right,
to think that we're the only people out there.
There's no way. I mean, that's my personal feelings on it. The universe is just too vast. Like, there's
just, even in the instance of talking about humans being on Earth, is such a minuscule fraction.
Absolutely.
Of
in,
what
in the grand scheme of the universe,
it's nothing.
We've been here like 0.00001% of
less
the
than
time.
That, and split that by 1,000, and that's what you get.
Yeah, exactly.
It's nothing.
Exactly, which kind of makes you feel worthless.
Right. I'm like, does this $5 box from Taco Bell really mean anything? Does it really mean anything?
I think it does.
It does.
And I at get least at that moment.
And I get persecuted because I don't like any sauces from Taco Bell.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
I think it's part of my Irish heritage. I don't know.
Maybe.
I just want to dump beer on it.
All right.
So now we're going to dig into the meat and potatoes of this episode.
I like meat.
I love meat. We're going to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, folks.
Yes.
And you said you've been there before.
I have.
I've been deep into the jungle of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Do tell.
Well, I went to the Class 6 to buy alcohol one time with a service member.
So good.
Which is really deep into the base. Which leads me to this. When you're driving around Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, you notice that from the outside you can see the buildings and whatnot. But once you're inside, you see vents. Like, vents on top of your house, but these vents are sitting on the ground.
On the ground,
which
right.
leads you to believe that there are levels and stories.
There's ventilation from below.
Below ground.
Right.
Which, the only time you need to build some shit below ground is when you're trying to hide some shit.
Right.
Like aliens.
Exactly.
Or a mobile meth lab.
Ooh, Walter White down there making that fucking blue crystal.
Ice. Is that not the greatest shit in that show? Is that not the greatest shit in the entire... I know.
Amazing.
We're going a little far back here, but...
Yeah.
That... Incredible.
He's Breaking a beautiful man.
People ask me, hey, what's cool on Netflix right now? I'm like, Breaking Bad. They're like,
that was 10 years ago.
Yeah. I don't want to watch that. I'm like...
Yeah, bitch, and it's still good.
Yeah. But then that and Stranger Things... Which I'm going to get
Halloween.
Into. Yeah. Ooh, I can't fucking
cannot
wait,
fucking
dude.
Wait.
Oh, God.
Oh, so good.
I really hope they grow Eleven's hair out, though.
I don't know. I kind of like her bald.
She's such a pretty little girl.
I'm like, I'm a 30-year-old man talking about an 11-year-old girl. And
I've got,
creepy,
but the thing is, to the people listening, I have 3 daughters. So when I say a little girl is pretty, I can mean it because I will kill a motherfucker. Over my daughters.
Yeah, I got 3 boys, so I just sound like a fucking creep.
Right, you're the people I have to keep away.
Right.
I like, they just keep getting older and I stay the same.
Exactly.
I think I had a gym teacher that used to say that. I'm not going to say any names on the Brohio podcast show.
McPherson.
Right. But so...
He really didn't say that, I swear he didn't.
No, he didn't. Good guy. Solid guy.
It was Mr. McDowell.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't either. Jokes.
No comment. But when you get on Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, the vents everywhere, man. So there's stuff below ground, which leads me into the segue of a story I have of my. So we have a lot of secondhand accounts from our research, but we have also some firsthand accounts from
yes.
me, where. I was a dark period in my life. I was laid off from a local law enforcement agency, and I performed private security.
Ignore the noise in the background. That's not Ricky. Ricky has left us. That is my son.
We're going to We're going to sacrifice him when this is all over. We're going to give him to the gods.
We're going to give him to Right Pat. But anyways.
Like I said, I was working private security. One of the infamous posts that I would work on the weekends was the Waffle House, essentially on the base. Good. Yeah, Waffle House. On the base of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And one of the perks of this job is you got a free meal at the end of the night.
So worth it.
And that's where one night I said, I'm just going to wing it. I got a free meal. I'm going to try the grits.
Oh,
and I got the grits.
That's scary.
And I ate the grits. I'm like, oh, these taste like shit.
Grits are the fucking worst.
And then the fat cross-eyed woman behind the counter is like, you know, you need an old boy. When you're eating the goddamn grits, you need to put sugar and butter on the grits. And I said, well, this lady looks like she's had a few meals, so I'm going to listen to her.
Well, it's like, if you fucking know that, why don't you do it in, yeah, in advance?
Put the sugar in the, yeah.
Save us fucking idiots that... You know, the trouble. Why don't you
put some fucking Fruit Loops in there for me while you're at it? Because Fruit Loops are delightful. So, listen, if you haven't tried grits before, put some butter and sugar on them.
Why not?
It's going to work out, I promise. You'll like it.
Exactly.
Like I said, one of the posts I was on was the Waffle House, essentially on the base. I mean, 10 feet away from being inside the walls of the base.
Right.
And every night, you would get airmen that would come in by themselves on their lunch break. These guys would come in and have coffee. They didn't really have shit to do, so they would just sit there like crazy people and drink coffee all night long. But they would never come in together.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's probably... I have some friends in the Air Force that are probably listening, and they're going to hear this, and they're like, oh, bullshit. But I can't. I'm not making this up, because I want to bring truth to the masses.
Exactly.
Bro-hio wants to bring truth.
That's what this is about.
Right. So these guys... I had two different guys give the same story. Mm-hmm. They were security forces... in the Air Force, and they said they had a specific post, and their post was several stories below ground, which already I'm buying into it because I've been onto the base before,
right,
and I see there's vents everywhere. I know there's stuff below ground, but these guys said their post was several stories below ground, and
so cool.
The only thing they had to do was sit in front of a lab door, and they were given post orders of what they're supposed to do for their shift, and their only post orders,
what was it,
were to shoot and kill anything that came out of the fucking lab door.
Which is the same orders that I'm given whenever me and my wife are trying to make whoopee.
Shoot it. Kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it. Why does it look like a pine cone that's been stepped on? Well, I've had a dull razor for about 3 months, babe. Nothing worse
than that. Don't ever use one of them disposables, trust me.
Oh, God, no. Not...
Invest into some good German razor.
But like I said, make the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Their only post orders were to shoot and kill anything that came out of a lab door. And two separate security force soldiers, they had the same story. And whether they were, you know... possibly pulling my chain, which is completely plausible.
Absolutely.
But these guys seem completely serious, straight shooters. Never gave me another reason to doubt them about any other stories that they gave me. But then that's why I'm saying I'm circling back to Stranger Things, the Demogorgon.
Exactly.
The fourth dimension.
Oh, so good.
I don't know if that's below ground, but you have to watch that and say that's below ground.
Right. Yeah.
So let me ask you, Rob.
Oh.
What do you think would come out of the lab door? I'm going with Rosie O'Donnell. What are you going with?
Oh, man. You know, it's hard to say. It could either be an alien, which would be... That would be that. I think that would be the coolest.
Yeah,
the coolest thing.
Definitely.
Or...
a guy... I don't... from the early 90s. He kicks the door open, and he makes you butt-chug a Zima.
Ooh, Zima.
Butt chug a Zima. Three Zimas.
And then a clear Pepsi.
And followed up with a Jolly Rancher.
Ooh.
They brought us that beer. What's that beer that came from Pennsylvania that everyone just...
Yingling?
Dingling, yeah.
Fucking crap. I was one of the first ones in this area to have Yingling whenever me and my buddy Max were doing our beer tasting or our beer reviews YouTube channel. His, I should say. I was just a mediocre.
You were just a...
I was just there.
Fluffer.
I was just a dingleberry in the ass of that show.
You were just there to get it hard.
His brother brought some home from Pennsylvania, and still to this day. But like I said, I'm a...
It gives me a mild migraine and erectile dysfunction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anal leakage.
So what I'm saying is they brought us Yingling. Why can't they bring a Zima back? How's a dude supposed to get laid around here without a Zima? Because chicks quit drinking Smirnoff when they're 19, for sure.
The Jack Daniel's wine coolers.
I come home from work, I'm like, hey, babe, I brought you some Smirnoff. She's like, get that shit the fuck out of here.
I want some fucking Zima.
Yeah. Why? I just wish I could have Zima again. I'm like, well, how about I pour three olives inside you? And that's when she gets hostile. Because she says, I'm too derogatory, which I'm not buying it.
That's pretty romantic, if you ask me.
I've been told my entire life that I could probably start my own business writing romance novels.
I would totally buy one of those if you were to make one.
The thing is, every single book would end with someone butt-chugging a Zima on a bearskin rug.
Or
polar bear skin rug, because we're polar bears.
You know,
polar
or,
bear.
Or the woman being severely unhappy with the events of the evening.
Right. Kind of like my life.
Disappointment.
Yeah.
Just shame and
so
pity.
Yeah. So we're like, you gonna keep on doing that, or are you gonna stop?
Are you done yet?
Well, I was gonna climb on the roof and jump off head first, but I don't think you want me to do that, do you? No.
Oh, that was a sweet tangent. I like that. Anyways.
Back to, so these guys we're talking about the guys that collaborated on the story that was.
Yeah, that's right. Okay.
A monster.
The Demogorgon.
He can't say a monster because you don't know. That's the thing, is they didn't know. They were only told to shoot and kill anything that came out of the lab door.
I wonder if anybody was accidentally killed.
I would have to assume not, because
right.
They both said that there was not a door handle on the door, that it was just a, you know, like a slab. Just
weird.
That's extremely weird.
They just wanted them to stare at a wall all day.
And we're going to move forward with the, I guess, the secondhand accounts. That was my story right there, but we're going to move forward with the secondhand accounts of stories that people have given about Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
Let's do it.
There's countless amounts of nonsense out there, but in 1957, there was a boy.
Ooh.
And
you intrigued me.
He was the boy. And he came forward. He came forward, and this was a story that he received from his father, who was stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base during the heyday, during the Roswell shit.
Right on.
So this stems from, he and his father went to see the sci-fi classic Aliens, or America versus Flying Saucers.
Ooh.
Something like that.
Okay.
I have to check my notes on that one, but I think we're going to call it America versus Flying Saucers.
That sounds interesting. I like that.
And the son noticed on the way home that his dad was disheveled, extremely. And the son kept on reaching out to his father to say, hey, what's wrong? And the dad finally broke down and said, they're not that big. So,
shit.
That's all he got out of his dad.
You done pissed off dad at that point.
They're not that big. What's not that big?
PTSD's going strong right now.
Alien dicks aren't that big. What would you imagine an alien dick looks like?
Oh my gosh. Like, I don't know. Like those.
A piece of clay that someone ran over with an Abrams tank.
Those Tijuana Mama sausages you can get at the gas station.
They're spicy. It's a spicy sausage.
Nice and red.
And speaking of what an alien dick looks like, tune in next week as we,
as we talk about Donald Trump.
We're going to keep our socks on so it's not gay.
Aw.
All right. But this guy grew up. He went on to tell this story. His father said they're not that big. But then he also dug a little deeper with his dad. His dad, like I said, was stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base during the heyday. He was part of a photography unit. And one day, shortly after Roswell, he was approached by a officer that said, I need you to grab your shit, and I need you to follow me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to assume that a someone in the photography unit probably doesn't have enough fortitude to say, hey, where am I going? You just grab your shit and you go.
Yeah, exactly.
So he followed along to what was, we can assume, is Hangar 18. And when when the father entered Hangar 18, there was an obvious disc that had suffered an accident, and the disc was spread out over the entire hangar, and equipped with his 16mm video camera, he and his partner were instructed to take videos of every piece of wreckage in the building. So right. That's what they did. Here's where it gets good. The officer performing the escort says, "Hey, you pieces of shit, follow me to the back of the hangar because there's a refrigeration unit I need you to go into and take some pictures for me." So ooh. I'm going to ask you, what would you put in a refrigeration unit?
Corn.
If you're hiding. If you're hiding drugs. I personally put drugs in my prison pocket.
Ooh, hooch.
I think we've made a lot of references to butt chugging over this entire episode, and we have to clear something up. Butt chugging is where you...
It's a way of life.
You shove the alcohol in your ass so it gets to your bloodstream a little faster.
Yeah, yeah. You can die pretty fast from it, though, but...
When he took them to the refrigeration unit, what did the photographer find?
Dun, dun, dun.
Two. Miniature.
Oh, shit.
Corpses.
Oh, shit.
Belonging to little gray aliens.
Oh, fuck.
No eyelids.
Oh, shit.
Elongated, wide, that's black not polite. Eyes. Right. In other words, it's Korean people. That they picked up. You can't say that. Kim Jong-un, I'm sorry. Because I just got a Fox News alert that he launched another fucking missile today. So
I would say don't bomb us,
I'm
but
sorry.
Their bombs can't get out of their area code.
Listen, as long as we have Dennis Rodman, he's not going to mess with us. Because that's his best friend.
Exactly.
And Dennis Rodman... He married himself, so
good for him. Right. And he banged Carmen Electra.
I know what
in
I
her
like.
Heyday.
Yeah, in her heyday. And I see the thing is, I know exactly what I like. Sex takes me
titties
between 50 and 70 seconds. Whereas if I just take care of it myself, I got it down to about 26 seconds.
Oh man,
I know exactly what I like.
Right.
So in the refrigeration unit.
Anyways,
there was right in the refrigeration unit. There were two corpses,
okay,
of small aliens, extraterrestrials.
All right,
and can you imagine? You have to put yourself in that position, to see this shit with your own eyes, to know that no one's ever going to believe you.
Exactly,
and then finally, you've just held it in enough. You tell your young son, like, listen, this shit. It happened.
Yeah.
And whether we want to believe it or not, that's the thing is these are secondhand accounts where you not credible sources at all. So that's the thing you have to keep in mind. But that's the lure of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and Roswell.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, even touching back on the whole Roswell thing, one other thing that I have here is that we have... You know, like I said, the Roswell incident happened. They moved all the wreckage to Wright Field at that time. I mean, this is going to deathbed confessions and things like that.
Right, exactly.
Which,
that's the type of shit I would want to get off my chest.
Exactly.
Like, when I'm dying...
Yeah, you're going to say... You're going to get everything off your chest, you know, because you've been holding on to this shit.
Mrs. Rutherford on the corner. She had a... She touched me. She had a beagle mixed with a bloodhound. Someone stuck a sparkler in its butt. It was me. That's the kind of stuff you want to get off
your
chest.
I've been holding on to that for 8 years.
Or you can say, I took pictures of aliens from the Roswell accident. Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is harboring wreckage and an alien.
Yeah, yeah. There's a soldier who went to the 1947, graduated from the 1947 class... the Air War College. Him and a group of people were actually flown out to Wright-Patt. He described to his son on his deathbed that the material that they saw from the wreckage was metal that was completely pliable.
Yeah,
They could grab it in their hands, they could wrinkle it up and smush it in their hands and let it go, and it would bounce right back to its original shape.
That's why it all makes perfect sense to me, because Wright-Patt is a research and development facility.
And this was at Hangar 18.
How the fuck do you go from planes that can barely, you know, break a wet paper bag? It would make sense that Wright-Patt would be the place that you would send some shit like this to reverse engineer it.
Yeah.
With the breakthroughs they had over the decades I mean, a stealth bomber? Well, it's like go 7,000 miles per hour, break the speed of sound, and you can't see it on a radar. So, yeah. How else do you just pull that out of your ass? But then also you have to think about, maybe they haven't cracked the code of what they have there, that there's so much more technologically advanced they could be that they haven't even figured out yet.
Right. Because, I mean, you got to think this is the nation's Air Force base.
Yeah.
Like, this just isn't an Air Force base in Dayton, Ohio.
And here's my other theory is they sent the aliens to this base because these aliens are secretly sex slaves. Ooh. Because if there's two things I know about service members,
mm-hmm.
it's they will take a shit anywhere.
Yep.
It doesn't matter where the bathroom is at.
Never.
If it's a hole in the ground, they'll yep. shit there.
Exactly.
And they're always ready to go to Pound Town. They're ready to do some hard fucking. So why not send your extraterrestrial sex slaves to an Air Force base somewhere?
I would.
Yeah, I mean, it would make more sense to send them to a naval base because there's lots of seamen.
Stay tuned for more puns.
Yeah, I don't get it. That one didn't make much sense to me.
What?
Right.
What?
But they... You have to wonder what, as far as what they haven't figured out and what they have figured out.
Right.
I don't think that they're not going to get much from the actual corpses of the aliens.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for there's like, oh, these guys are like a carp out of Little Miami River.
Right. And going, even speaking of the corpses, the guy that I was talking about, who had his deathbed confession, named Black Mac McGregor. He was talking about whenever they found the crash at Roswell, that in Hangar 18 there was two dead bodies and there was one that was alive. And they experimented on the alive one so much that they initially killed it.
I can imagine.
So they had a live one.
What should we do with it? Well, we're gonna fucking waterboard it.
Yeah, but
where are you from?
But of course, they accidentally killed him, which kind of sucks. You know, they didn't know what they were getting into or what they could get away with,
right.
with doing that. But I mean, I wonder what they were doing to it.
You have to wonder. Like, I need you to ejaculate into this cup. We're gonna need at least 3 ounces. If you had any liquids in the past 12 hours, it's going to nullify this test.
God damn it.
We're going to make alien babies.
And speaking of Rosie O'Donnell.
Speaking of Rosie O'Donnell, we got to go fund me to send her to Canada, because apparently...
Send her to Mars. Yeah, she doesn't want to be here anyways.
The royalties ran out on Harriet the Spy, and she's no longer...
Harriet the Spy. Michelle Trachtenberg.
Oh, man.
My childhood. Oh, God, I love it.
So then, moving on from there.
I have to open some apples real quick.
Did you say assholes?
Yeah. Speaking of Rosie O'Donnell.
Piece of candy. So that brings me to my next point, Barry Goldwater. You know what Barry Goldwater is?
I don't know, but that's a pretty cool name.
Right.
Is that a James Bond villain?
Either if I had to choose my last name, I would make it Long Dick or Goldwater. Long Dick was taken. Barry Goldwater was a major general with the United States Air Force. He was also a senator in Arizona.
All right.
And he was chairman of the United States Government Senate Intelligence Committee.
That sounds special.
You want to talk about getting some people to follow you on LinkedIn? Put that shit on there. Oh, I would like to offer you a position at Subway.
Yeah. Listen, you know who I am?
Yeah.
I'm the U.S. Government Senate Intelligence Committee.
He's the committee all in one. Yeah. It's just him.
But the thing about Barry Goldwater is he was completely obsessed with the facts of UFOs and extraterrestrials.
Understandable.
And more importantly, he was obsessed with what Wright-Patterson Air Force Base was hiding. And nice. Barry Goldwater was around for a very long time, and he approached chief after chief after chief after general to find out what they were hiding at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. And someone with his credentials, I mean, a Senate, they're going to get briefed on acts of war.
Right.
They're going to get briefed on anything spy related.
Yeah.
So with someone with his credentials, you would think like, okay, the government has something they're not showing to the public. We can show this guy.
Right.
But he went on record several times and said, they will not show me what is in the blue room. Quotation marks the with my
blue
fingers.
Blue room. That's so
what
good.
Is in the blue room at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base.
The blue room.
He said at one point there was a general that was a good friend of his that he had never seen upset. He'd never pissed this guy off before, and he'd never seen this guy upset before. And when he tried to dig into the fact that he thought there was something that the base was hiding, this general became extremely infuriated. He said, don't ever ask me again to see what's here, and you're never going to know what's here.
And so awesome.
And finally, he gave into the fact that there is no one in the United States that's ever going to have the clearance to just say, give me the keys to the blue room, let's crack this bitch open, and we're going to fucking... We're gonna check out some alien buttholes tonight.
Is the blue room kind of like the champagne room?
Listen, here's...
There's just alien table dancers.
One night, I was starting to fall asleep, and my closet door started shaking. Babe Ruth came out, just like in The Sandlot, Benny the Jet Rodriguez. And he said, son... Heroes get remembered, but the blue room, it's just a half pipe with a bunch of aliens skateboarding around. Like,
I would pay money to see that.
Right. And ultimately what we're getting to is what we think is our opinion in the end. I'll let you go first.
You know what? I would love nothing more than to think that there's aliens. That would be amazing. I think that
I would hope that they're helping with our technological advances, that they're cooperating.
Absolutely.
But then that would make them like prisoners.
Yeah, I mean, depending on their stance, obviously, if you get the snitch of the group,
they're like, if I have to watch one more episode of Two Broke Girls, I'm going to fucking kill myself. That would be robots, I guess.
Well, we don't know how aliens
same
talk,
thing.
So it could be aliens. Oh, you never know.
I do speak fluent alien. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you know I said there?
No, I don't. But
I'm going
good.
To Ponderosa when I leave here.
Oh, Ponderosa. So good.
I'm going to pay $13 for macaroni and cheese and steak.
Right, right. Exactly. And just be severely depressed because you overate like a fat fuck afterwards.
In my respectful opinion, I think that there are a lot of things lost in translation.
Right.
As far as what was moved to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. Because anytime that a giant truck would leave a site like that, people are going to assume... You know, there's some shit going on.
Yeah.
But the fact that this stuff was brought to light decades later after the initial wreckage leads me to believe that there's definitely something that can't be taken for face value.
Absolutely. I mean, I personally think, which is kind of my same train of thought for Roswell, spoiler alert, I personally think, going back into the disinformation, that... There's got to be, you know, they just don't want anything getting out about what their top secret, you know, air program for their planes and everything.
And
that
also
is.
You kind of delve into like once it is released to the public, then you have other governments like, hey, these guys have.
Right.
They have something we want.
Exactly.
And that could essentially be the start of some shit, man.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, at that point, you're opening up the floodgates. That's the last thing you want is to let Putin know that you can fly invisible aircraft.
He's up in his log cabin up in the mountains doing push-ups. Right. He's like, I want to get to America, and I must get the aliens. And I have pushed the red button.
I don't know what it does,
You don't want Vladimir to push the red button.
Fuck no.
No. But living in Dayton my entire life, I don't want to drive past... I don't want to definitively know that there's nothing at Wright-Pat.
Right, it's so much more fun to think, and I mean, and we may be wrong, you know, I may be wrong.
We probably are wrong.
I'm probably wrong.
I'm normally always
I'm
wrong.
More than welcome to the idea of Wright-Pat harboring aliens.
I'm
that would be amazing.
Fart entirely too many times in the island.
Exactly, and how many times does that fuck you over?
Yeah.
Seven.
I've trashed a pair of underwear last week at Odd Lots.
Guilty. Exactly.
Guilty. I want to drive past the mall and think, there's something... That is against the grain,
right?
That is completely different, that can transcend everything we know about, you know, reality.
I would love to think that. I think that's what a lot of people would like to believe, you know, that they're...
And goddammit, let's do it for Barry Goldwater.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Goldwater. Such a good last name once again.
I think that one day, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, I don't think it can last forever. But hopefully, you know, in our lifetime, we'll see a day that they'll say, okay, we got to start closing some of this stuff down, and it'll be, they'll finally say, like, listen, there's parts of this facility that we can't have people around.
Yeah.
If they say one day we're going to have to evacuate 25 square miles, then it makes you wonder, like, what kind of extraterrestrials they're actually dealing with. Like, what kind of stuff these dudes can do with their brains and...
Kill whatever comes through the door.
Or, there's also the aspect that maybe they're a lot, I don't know, for lack of a better word, simpler than we are. That they're just a fucking...
That's not too hard.
Just a, their sole purpose is to drive aircrafts.
And just patrol the universe. They're like the neighborhood watch of the universe.
They're the guy that they give a police car to.
They're the overweight guy
who just drives around and gives handicapped parking tickets.
I couldn't help but notice your grand dam was parked here without a proper sticker.
You're double parked. Well,
I would have to say that wraps up the first episode of Brohio.
Very first episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you didn't, then I hope you enjoy what we have coming up. Because
if you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
Then fuck you.
I would have to, okay, some of the things that we're talking about, the next episodes down the road, we were talking about the 911 phone calls.
Yeah, that's one of them that we are definitely going to go into.
Probably
going
to change that to the creepiest sounds we've ever heard. But
Jesus, it's
we would like to cover
terrifying
all aspects of the world.
Yeah, whether it's, we're not just talking about conspiracy theories. We're talking just the world in general. We're talking
unsolved,
serial killers, unsolved mysteries, yeah. Not the TV show.
Parenting?
Oh, God.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either. I have three kids, and I don't want to deal with any of it.
I have this reoccurring nightmare that I have to pay for three weddings in the same year.
Ugh, poor guy.
And I also... Let's not go there. I'm not going to talk about that. On
Black-eyed children. We're going to go into that.
Black-eyed children. Look that up.
And that's not racist.
Look up stories about black-eyed children and get back with me on that. And as far as getting back with me on that, I would like to say thank you to everyone that joined the Brohio podcast.
Yes. Although, even in the past week,
yeah,
growing.
We paid $5 to promote our ad, and it really paid some serious dividends as far as getting new listeners.
It really did.
But we did, I think, I'm pretty sure we got two members of ISIS to join. So,
but hey, we appreciate you. Thank you.
To you guys that joined from ISIS, America is coming for you. We're going to be at your front door. We're going to have nuclear weapons. We're going to steal your women and fuck your goats.
Oh, yes. And also something cool, if any of you guys have any cool stories regarding any of our subjects or anything that you think would be cool for us to hear, something that you would want other people to hear, let us know.
I think an episode coming up soon is first-hand accounts of ghost encounters.
Paranormal activities.
And there's a lot of people out there that have...
Absolutely. I can't wait. Hopefully the person that I want... We'll agree to do it.
We'll get him to do it.
We'll get him.
Right. And I'll talk about
and
the time.
It's so good.
I'll talk about the time that I had a ghostly encounter where the ghost took my pants off of me, shit in my underwear.
Oh, shit.
And put them back on me.
That is also very, very rude if you get any ideas.
Yeah. And I'm going to take the opportunity tomorrow, Mother's Day.
Oh, Mother's Day.
To finally tell her that I hate her.
29, 30 years.
Don't put that on me, Ricky Bobby. You're the one that's 30.
I am 30, and it's fucking horrible for me.
I'm 29, so I remember what it was like to play with Pogs.
Oh, fucking Pogs. They were the dumbest toy ever.
That was dumb.
Cardboard discs that you throw
actually,
fucking plastic.
I am taking that back. What are those stupid, shitty ninja stars that the kids are spinning on their fingers right now?
Oh, God, I don't know what they're called. Yeah.
Fidget facts. Can't say
that. You can't say the F word.
No, sorry. I'm sorry. That's the dumbest toy in the entire world.
And anyways, that is a pretty stupid toy. We did have a lot of stupid toys growing up, but That's something maybe we could get into.
I just, like, I want to take a Hatchimal and make an omelet out of it.
I don't even, see, I got boys, I don't know what a Hatchimal is.
It's a Furby in a piece of plastic that busts out.
What a piece of shit.
That's stupid. But guys, again, bring your topics to us.
Yes.
And thank you so much, because this thing is going to keep growing.
Yep.
I have confidence in that.
Absolutely.
Because people are going to hear us, and they're going to say, these gentlemen are charming.
They're fucking gorgeous.
They're audibly handsome.
Good dads.
Because we both look like refried, retarded roadkill.
Smoking hot wives.
Yeah, smoking hot wives. And if anyone wants to send me $500 to my PayPal, I will send you nude pictures of my wife. It's not really going to be my wife, but I'll send you pictures of some woman nude for $500 to my PayPal account.
You can't beat that with the stick, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
And yeah, this will end episode one, numero uno.
This is Brohio signing off. I'm the delicious Nickalicious.
And I am the juicy, juicy Rob Dog.
Keep it bro.
And I love you.